How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to another week here on the Finding Direction Action After. And this week we're talking about Lenita Hostin's Action After item, which was to get clear. All right, now we're going to be diving in this week into three separate Action After items you can do to begin to get clear on your goals and on your life. And I love the way that Lenita broke down this Action After, and I'm going to walk you through it. And I think it's going to really paint a picture for you on how some of these big goals, some of these things you want to achieve in your life, can actually be broken down in a very simple way, and you can achieve those things. Yes, they still take work, but you can achieve them in a much more strategic way, and honestly, in a way that makes you feel good along the process, right? Sometimes we go out and we go, I got this big goal I want to achieve, and until we actually get to that big goal, we don't allow ourselves to feel as good as much as we should be. And so the way Lenita's built this out is, one, to get you a massive amount of clarity, and two, to make it so you feel good along the process. And who doesn't want to feel good every single day of their life? All right, so let's do this. The first Action After item is going to be to write down a big goal that you want to achieve, and let's go with this year. All right, as we're still at the beginning of 2022, you can begin to ask yourself, what is a goal that I have for myself this year, right? Maybe you wrote this out a few weeks ago, and as we come, you know, closer to the end of January, you want to ask yourself, am I still getting close to those things? Am I still on track for those things? But the most important part in step one is asking yourself, one, do I have something that I wrote down at the beginning of January or the end of December? And if you don't, maybe take some time now to say, okay, well, what is a goal that I want to achieve this year in 2022? What is something you want to achieve this year in your life? It could be in relationship, in business, in health, in your career, in anything. But what is a goal that you have for this year? That's going to be step one. Write it down. And what you want to do, and again, you know me, my friends, I am a big, big, big fan of taking notes physically with your hand. All right. So if you can, take some notes. If not, maybe go into your notes section on your phone and you can write this out in a similar way. And if not, if anything, just put it as a mental picture in your mind. But the first thing you're going to do when you write down this big goal is you want to essentially put this at the bottom of the quote unquote page, right? Put it at the bottom of the page if you're writing down, easy. If you're in your notes, just throw it a little further down in the section. And if you're doing it in your mind, you get the picture. Literally, no pun intended, but really a pun intended. All right. So that's step one. Now, step two is, as you look at this big goal, there's a saying, and you know, we've talked about it here on the podcast here and there, but the saying is, how do you eat an elephant? And you do it one bite at a time. You eat an elephant one bite at a time. And so what we want to do is, in order to achieve this goal that you have for this year, you want to ask yourself, what are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, depending the size of the goal, and you'll figure this out as you go through this process, but asking yourself, what are some of the milestones that you could put in place on the way to that larger goal? So for example, if you say, and we'll just use, well, let's say that you go and say, as a simple example, this year, I want to be in some of the best shape of my life, right? Let's say hypothetically, you go, by the end of December, I want to be this weight, I want to be in this shape, and that's where I want to be at. Let's say that's your long-term goal, your big goal. Now, a milestone is, you could say, okay, well, by the end of March, so 3 months into the year, this is where I should be. At the end of June, this is the milestone I should be. And at the end of September, this is the other milestone I should be at. And really what you want to begin to do is, you want to take this big goal and you want to break it down into bite-sized pieces, right? What are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Again, depends your goal that you're going after this year, but what are a few milestones you can put in place? Now, one of the reasons that we put these milestones here is it because it allows us to look at this larger goal in a much smaller way, right? If we go, okay, I know that's the large goal that I'm going after for this year, and then we break it down into, let's say, 5 different milestones. Now what you begin to do is, you have the big goal in the back of your mind, but now what you begin to focus on is, okay, what's milestone one? And what do I need to do to get there? And it takes a little bit of the overwhelm out, because now you're not focusing on this big thing. You're focusing on, how can I get to the first milestone? And as you begin to put energy into that, you will actually end up achieving the bigger goal much faster because you're not focused on that because sometimes it's overwhelming. There's more things to do. There's a lot of things to do. But if you break it down into simple things, that's going to get you there quicker. All right. So what is a milestone? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 milestones. Jot those down. And if you're writing this, what you would do is you will have the big goal at the bottom. And then let's say, you know, a fifth of the way down the page, you write one milestone. Another fifth, you write another milestone. Another fifth, you write a milestone. Another fifth, you write a milestone. And then boom, at the bottom, you have the big goal. And what you're starting to do in a visual sense is you're almost painting this out as if it's like a math problem. You go, okay, the bottom of the equation, the answer is this big goal I have. So now let me figure out what are the numbers in order to answer this equation. Those are your milestones. So what you're going to do next is a third part in the action after. And again, for some of you, this may take, you know, 15, 20 minutes to really sit down and think about some of this stuff. And I'll tell you this, that with this exercise, truly, you will get out what you put in. If you go, okay, let me, you know, mentally, I got to do this and that and this and that. You may not get out as much from this exercise as if you say, okay, you know what? I may be driving right now or maybe busy doing something and listening to this, which is awesome. You're doing that multitasking. But you go, let me put 20 minutes on my calendar later today, or let me set an alarm at XYZ time tonight at 7 p.m. tonight. And in that 20 minutes, I'm just going to focus on doing this action after exercise. Because if you do that, if you actually write it down, you actually start to think about some of this, you will, my friends, I promise you, get loads from this exercise. All right. So the third part is once you have those milestones, the third thing you want to begin to ask yourself is what are your mini steps to achieve those milestones? So if you know what your first milestone is, ask yourself, what are 5 or 6 or 3 or 4 or 7 or 8 things that you can do to get to that first milestone? And it's as simple as that, right? Now, you may go, okay, this is milestone one, and I don't know everything that I need to do to get there. The beautiful part of this is in anything you're doing when it comes to achieving a goal, there's trial and error. There's experimentation. There's things you're going to do that may not work, and there's things you're going to do that work really well. So as you go into setting these mini steps, what you want to do is it's almost like a brain dump. You go, if this is my milestone one, you go, I know I definitely need to do this thing. You go, I know I definitely need to do that second thing. And these other things, you know, maybe that would work. Maybe this would work. Maybe that would help me get there. And write down all of those different things. Because the goal here is once you get 3, 4, 5, 6 things you need to do to achieve that first milestone, you're now literally going to have the blueprint in front of you. And again, it's breaking down that elephant into bite-sized pieces. You go, okay, now this is the milestone. Well, in order to get the milestone, I need to just take these, you know, 3 miniature bites in the next week. And you break it down into an even smaller manner, right? The more you break this down, the more bite-sized pieces you break this down into, then it just becomes about executing on it, right? It's like, okay, now I know all the steps, all the things I need to do. Now let me just put my head down and focus and then get the task done, right? So that, my friends, is going to be the action after this week, right? Number one, you got to write down that big goal. What's a big goal you have for this year? Number two, break it down into milestones. And then number three, finally, begin to ask yourself, what are small mini steps you can achieve in each of those milestones, 5 or 6, to ultimately achieve that milestone? For every milestone, you should have 5 or 6 things you can do to achieve that milestone. And if you begin to break this down, go execute on this, you are going to notice that you may achieve this goal before the end of the year even gets here. All right, so that's all we got for this week, my friends. Have a phenomenal rest of your week. Go execute, because we all know on this show that execution is the name of the game. If we really want to move the needle in our lives, we have to take action and not just sit there and ponder and wonder and question. We got to go do things. We got to go try things. We got to go take action in our life. And as you begin to take more action, you are going to create an even better life for yourself. All right. So without that, my friends, that is going to wrap up the action after for this week. If you have not yet, I'm going to ask you, please leave us a rating, leave us a review, send this to a friend that you know it could benefit, and we would be eternally, eternally, eternally grateful for that. All right. So have a phenomenal day, everybody, and we will talk to you and see you on the podcast soon. Take care. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.